Next, item E, an action item, court facilities budget allocations for statewide trial court facility modifications and planning in fiscal year 14-15. We welcome Judge David Power, who's the chair, and Mr. Gerald Fabb, judicial counsel staff from Real Estate and Facilities Management, and Kurt Soderlund.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chief Justice Kantil Sakayue, Judge Jarrah, and members of the judicial counsel. I've asked Kurt Soderlund to participate in this afternoon's presentation. I thank all of you for this opportunity to speak in support of item E, the Trial Court Facility Modification Advisory Committee budget report. The advisory committee recommends the judicial counsel approve the or adopt the proposed $65 million budget allocations for fiscal year 2014-2015. The advisory committee charge includes reviewing, prioritizing, and funding facility modifications, oversight of operations and maintenance, energy management, environmental management, and sustainability. In addition, we have been recently tasked with making recommendations to the council regarding the disposition of closed court facilities. The key concerns... we had slides. They're not popping up, so we'll proceed without the slides. The key concerns of the committee include insufficient funds for facility modifications or routine maintenance. Many courthouses have building systems or components that are unreliable or routinely fail. Examples of these include the recent flooding of the Orange County Central Justice Center due to a failed HVAC system, which has a potential cost of $96,000. The failure of an HVAC unit at the Riverside Family Court, which required the replacement of a 185-ton chiller on the roof. This facility modification has the potential cost of $250,000. I understand that elevator entrapments occur more than a dozen times a month on facilities throughout the branch and at least once a week in the Los Angeles County Superior Court. These types of projects, which are categorized as priority one, immediate or potentially critical projects, not only consume substantial facility modification funding or maintenance funding, but they also adversely affect court operations. Due to the budgetary limitations, we are funding priority one emergency or critical projects, priority two necessary facility modifications. We are not currently funding priority three needed facility modifications. Additionally, inadequate facility modification funding increases day-to-day maintenance costs. During a recent site visit to the Orange County Superior Court, members of the committee observed a rusted and deteriorated air handling unit, part of an HVAC system which requires constant maintenance to keep it running. We currently cannot afford to replace the entire HVAC system, and higher maintenance and utility costs are the result. And regarding the site visits, I want to thank former member of the advisory committee, Judge Gary Nadler from Sonoma County, for his participation with me in facility site visits. These visits are critical and may be critical to understanding a facility. They're useful and informative. We have a budget shortfall for O&M priority one facility modifications and priority two facility modifications. The operations and maintenance budget has not received inflationary adjustments or other significant contributions from the general fund. The operations and maintenance budget will continue to absorb cost increases associated with courthouses under construction becoming operational, and the new Madera courthouse is an example. It is substantially larger than the existing court, has complex fire, life safety, and building control systems, but there are no increases in O&M funding to address these changes. There is also a need to address buildings either removed or indefinitely delayed on the SB 1407 capital project replacement list. The Sierra New Downeyville Courthouse project was canceled in 2011. The advisory committee approved a roof replacement for the existing Sierra Courthouse with a potential cost of $90,000. This courthouse also has or needs other significant repairs. The increases in facility mod funding from $50 to $65 million is a good step towards restoring the branch court facilities, And while the new Capital Project courthouses are a welcome addition to the program, it is important to note that even with a new courthouse construction program, the majority of space used by the courts will be in existing buildings. And so a healthy facility modification budget, I think, is critical. Jerry Fab will now discuss a proposed allocation. Go ahead.
The specific allocations are listed on the first page of the report. The $65 million budget is broken into three parts: $5 million for statewide planning, $7 million for priority one emergency type actions, and then $53 million of undesignated, unplanned work that will be approved by the committee throughout the course of the year for those most critically designated projects that need to be done. This is pretty much in line with what we've done in the past years. It's a $1 million increase in planning. The emergency money is staying at the same rate, and the bulk of the money is going into the unplanned priority 2 through 6 work, although the reality of it is that that will probably almost exclusively go to priority 2 with the potential of some priority 3 projects. One area that I've been asked to speak about specifically that has been funded over the last few years is we spent about $2 million on energy conservation projects. That $2 million investment is saving us about $700,000 a year in energy costs. So it's less than a 3-year payback, and it conserves the O&M funding to take care of the routine maintenance on a better basis, on an ongoing basis. In 2014-15, the committee plans to spend about another $1 million on these type of energy projects to save energy and conserve O&M money.
Thank you, Jerry. We had a slide. I'm not sure it's in the materials. The advisory committee will continue to advocate for general funding to support the facility program. The committee has concurred with the three budget change proposal concepts planned for fiscal year 2015-16 submittal to the Department of Finance: a $12 million additional funding for facility modifications, $23 million additional funding for operations and maintenance, and $7 million for operations and maintenance of new facilities. The last issue I'd like to address is staffing. We are receiving increased funding for maintenance. We are receiving increased funding for facility modification, and the square footage under management by the facility maintenance unit has increased. I believe that increased staffing for the facility maintenance unit needs to be considered to appropriately and effectively manage the expanding program. And I'd like to just take a moment to identify the workflow for a facility modification. You have to identify the facility modification. You have to scope the work. You have to rank that work in terms of what's a priority one, priority two, priority three. It has to go to the advisory committee where it's reviewed and approved. It needs to be funded. It needs to go into contracting and as important, project and execution and closeout. So there is a lot of work involved, even staff work involved in even the smallest facility modification project. Despite the budget and staffing challenges, I believe the branch facility, oh, there it is. Can we roll to 8? Oh, there we are. This is the slide, and I will start again with the staffing. The next slide concerns staffing, and this is the slide we are on to now. And as you can see, the responsible square footage in millions has gone up. The budget has gone up, and the staffing has remained flat or the same. I'm going to have Kurt Soderlund speak briefly on this issue. Despite the budget and staffing challenges, I believe the branch facility program addresses the most critical facility needs in a timely and effective manner. I'd ask that we adopt the budget, and Kurt, if you could footnote my comment.
Sure. Thank you, Judge Power. And just to add a little bit more information in terms of the $15 million augmentation. That's actually a repayment of a loan that was of money that was given to the Department of Finance and the administration, which was redirected. So the $150 million right now, the current plan is it's going to be spread over 10 years. So that's the good news side of things. But in this brick and mortar kind of a function, that as we get additional funds, there's the obvious need for additional staff in this program as well as many others. So from the staff perspective, we support that going forward. Obviously, there's some political issues that if we can't get the $15 million augmentation out the door, then that raises other issues for the council. So Judge Power and staff are correct in their recommendation that additional staffing be added. We have the resource constraints, though, that we're currently under for this program, as well as many others within the JCC.
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander.
I just had a question about the planned facilities modifications. You put zero, and you said there's lack of staff resources to do that function. If they were to do the function, there's no money to do the projects, though, is there?
Well, the idea of the planned projects would be projects that April, May of this past year, we would have already pre-identified and said, these are the projects we want to do in 14-15. Because of the lack of staffing and the ability to be able to plan far enough in advance, we had none of those projects that were ready to go at the end of or at the, you know, the 1st of July of this year. So that's why none are listed as planned. I think in the...
So what I'm trying to get at, is it beneficial to put money into staffing to do that? Is that more economical, or is it we have limited funds, so it doesn't really matter?
That's exactly the point, is if we had more staff where we could plan the work in advance and have it sitting there, in effect, on the shelf, ready to go when the money was available, versus constantly just being trying to deal with what it is coming up next week or what broke yesterday. The idea is to get ahead of these things and start trying to fix them before they break, not wait until after they break.
So it would be more beneficial to have some staff looking at that. It would be more efficient in the long run.
That's correct.
And before we get further downstream on this, is there any public comment on this item? Anybody? If so, please raise your hand or come forward. And I'm seeing no hands, Chief, and no one's coming forward. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Any further discussion on the recommendation?
I have one question.
Judge Rubin.
On page one of the report, item one, is $5 million for statewide facility planning, or modifications planning allocation, and down at page three and page four describes what that is. And I guess my question was, is that industry standard? It's like 8% or so of the total budget.
Yeah, normally somewhere between 5% and 10% of your budget is going toward planning. Our program, because the buildings are in not pristine condition, it creates a bigger planning need because we're trying to, in many cases, go back and figure out what was the original intent of some of the systems in the building? What were they originally designed to do? And either try to get them back to that original standard or say, no, there's a newer standard that we should be trying to go to. So yes, to answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
So this is Kurt Sodelman. So as an example of the ripple effect on the deferred capital outlay projects, then that has an impact on the existing facilities that are in the worst conditions. And so it adds a burden to try and increase the facilities modification monies towards those older facilities, and it obviously upsets the planning to an extent.
Judge Nadler?
I'll make a motion at this time to adopt the recommendations of the advisory committee.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Rosenberg, I'll second.
Thank you, Judge Rosenberg. I see no hands raised in further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Judge Power.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Fab and Kirk.